12th May 2012, Jama Masjid, Orlando, Florida, after Asr Bani.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله I express my gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given me this opportunity of sitting with you in this discussion on Islam. After khutbah I have recited this simple verse, short verse of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ You remind, فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَاتًا فَوْلْ مُؤْمِنِينَ Certainly reminding will benefit the believers. Let me take it in hand. Very short verse. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَاتًا فَوْلْ مُؤْمِنِينَ You remind, reminding will certainly benefit the believers. The command is addressed to our Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the whole Quran is arranged in such a manner that most of the verses, when somebody recites it, reads it, will appear as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to him, the reciter, the reader. Oh, the one who is reciting the Holy Quran. Zakki, remind. Reminding will certainly benefit the believers. There are many similar verses. In Surah Ghashiyah, there is فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ You remind. Your work is only to remind. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُصَيْفِ I have not sent you to force it upon people. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُصَيْفِ Then again, فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافُ عَيْدِ Remind with the Quran, one who cares. مَنْ يَخَافُ عَيْدِ Literal translation is one who fears the admonition. Zakir bil Quran, remind with the Quran. And the Quran is full of reminders. Zakir fa'inna zikratan fa'ul mu'minin, fa'inna zikratan fa'ul mu'minin. The next verse in this surah, Surah Zariyah is, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have not created mankind and jinn except for my worshipping. So the Quran is a reminder. Quran is full of reminders. In Surah Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Prophet again. قُلْ You say, you declare, you proclaim. وَالَّذِي أَنْشَاكُمْ He has given you this existence. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمَعَ Has given you the power of hearing. وَالْأَبْصَارَ The power of seeing. وَالْأَفْئِدَة The hearts. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ Little it is that you are grateful. You show very little gratitude. Simple three parts of the body are mentioned. after our existence. وَالَّذِي أَنْشَاكُمْ قُلْ, you declare, you proclaim, you remind mankind. وَالَّذِي أَنْشَاكُمْ, he has created you. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمَعَ, has given you the ears for hearing. وَالْأَبْصَارَ, the eyes for seeing. وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ, and the hearts. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ, little it is that you are grateful. The Quran teaches us gratefulness. There is a famous verse in the Holy Quran, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, be grateful to me and to your parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to be grateful to Him and also grateful to our parents. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي, be grateful to me, وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. This is a beautiful education the Quran gives, and the Prophet adds more to it. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا, بِوَالِدَيْهِ, I have instructed, given nasihat, given my decree to man to do ihsan, best possible treatment to their parents. Our parents are the instruments through whom Allah has given us this existence. In Surah Bani Israel, he says, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. You Lord decrees, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ, don't worship anyone else except Him. That's the end. The second part is very long. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Do ihsan to your parents. What is doing ihsan? The word ihsan has a wide variety of meanings. One of our Prophet's famous saying, Hadith al-Ihsan, there Jibreel alayhi salam in the guise of a man asks our Prophet, أَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِحْسَانِ, tell me what is ihsan. There the Prophet replies, أَنْ تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. Ihsan is, you worship Allah as if you are seeing Him. Even if you don't see Him, He is seeing you. This is ihsan in ibadah. But regarding parents, ihsan has a different meaning. Here the meaning is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. How to do ihsan? How to give best possible treatment? إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا وَكِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاغْفِرْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. You will be astonished to see how much ayah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is a very small part. وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. But for the parents it's a long portion. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا وَكِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاغْفِرْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. It's a large portion. If either your father or your mother or both at their old age are with you, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا وَكِلَاهُمَا. Number one, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمْ أُفٍّ, don't mention the slightest sound which displeases them. Uff, the word in Arabic is لَا تَقُلْ لَهُمْ أُفٍّ, don't say uff. Uff means slightest sound to show your dissatisfaction towards them. Don't make such a sound which shows your parents that you are not happy with them. Number one, لَا تَقُلْ لَهُمْ أُفٍّ. Number two, وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, don't rebuke them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, speak very carefully with much obedience and honor to them. Speak to them in beautiful words, words of obedience. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Number four, وَقْفِرْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, spread towards them your wings of mercy. The wings of mercy that you spread towards your child while he learns to walk. Allah asks us to spread those wings of mercy towards our parents. وَقْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Then number 5, وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. The prayer is very well known to the Muslim society. But the other 4, they are not discussed so much. Number 1, لَا تَقُلْ لَهُمْ أُفٍّ. Don't utter a small sound which shows to them that you are not pleased with them. وَلَا تَنْهَرُمَا. Don't rebuke them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak to them respectfully. وَقْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Spread your wings, your hands, your whole attitude should be in utmost care of them. Always be careful about their comfort. وَقْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Then number 5, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. The parents, regarding them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches the prayer. Pull, you say, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Lord, oh my Lord, have mercy upon them. As they reared me up when I was a baby. That is the teaching of Islam. This is the Holy Quran. In hadith, more comes. We know the famous saying of the Prophet regarding a companion who asked whom he should treat most carefully. The Prophet said, Ummuk, your mother. Next, your mother. Next, your mother. On the 4th time he said, your father. You should treat your mother, your mother, your mother. Thrice did he mention mother. According to the prayer should have been Rabbi Ham Ha, forgive her, mother. Rabbi Ham Ha, Rabbi Ham Ha. But it's fortunately for the father that Allah says in the dua, Rabbi Ham Huma, they too. Here, father and mother are equal, made equal. But in the hadith, mother is given mention 3 times more. That is the teaching of Islam. Behaving well with them is a great virtue. We have been sent in this world to do amal as-saliha. Allah mentions it in many places. Falas, I share the time, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Certainly mankind is in utter loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Exceptions are those who have believed, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, have done righteous deeds, وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, encouraged each other for truth, وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and have encouraged each other for sabr. Similarly in Surah Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Blessed is that being in whose life, in whose hands lie all power, glory, authority, kingdom. وهو على كل شيء قدير. He is the most powerful one over everything. Next, الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Who has created death and life to test you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the purpose of His creation. He wants to test us. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So that He can test you, who amongst you is better in deeds. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The word أَحْسَن is again come. أَحْسَن, the simplest form, means better. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who is better in speech? أَحْسَن and أَحْسَن come from the same root. Ihsan is the basic noun. So, ayyukum ahsanu amala. What are the amals with which he tests us? These are beautifully elaborated in Islam. The first one is waqada rabbuka allah ta'budu illa iya. The first amal as-saliha is believing in Allah. Believing in Allah is not alone, but we have to believe in tawheed. He has no partner. La ilaha illallah. Hindus claim we are a monotheistic religion. We believe in one God. Only they say that He has made 3 manifestations. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. Islam negates it. La ilaha illallah is not enough. Then that's wahda. He is alone. One alone. La sharika la. He has no partner. Lahul mulk. For Him is all kingdom. Lahul hamd. For Him is all gratitude. هو على كل شيء قدير. This kalima and tawheed is stressed most in Islam. Christians say we believe in one God, but they add God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Very interesting. They add three gods, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. They call Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, Son of God. Quran negates it. In the simplest surah Ikhlas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ عَدْ. Say, He, Allah, is one and alone. Allahu samad. Everybody needs Him, but He doesn't need anyone's assistance. He is needless. Does not need anybody's assistance in any form, any time, anywhere. Allahu samad. The word samad is usually translated by that meaning. One upon whom everyone is dependent, but He is not dependent on anyone. The verse of the Quran elaborates Allahu samad. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. This is the last verse of Surah Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about unity. وَقُلْ, again, قُلْ, you say. O my Prophet, say, proclaim, declare before the whole mankind. قُلْ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. A beautiful verse. قُلْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Say الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Then, لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدَا. Allah has not taken any son. Who say Allah has taken a son? Who say, which religion in the world says Allah has taken a son? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. How beautifully Quran illustrates the truth besides falsehood. قُلْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدَا. That being who has not taken a son. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. He has no partner in His kingdom. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِّنَ الذُّلِّ. He does not need any assistance whatsoever, even the slightest form. He does not need any assistance. Allahu samad, the word samad is explained by this verse of Quran. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِّنَ الذُّلِّ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. Say Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. تَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. Magnify Him. تَبِّر is the command. Execution of the command is say Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. How many times we say Allahu Akbar in Salah? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We execute His order. But the order is تَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. Again in Surah Muddassir. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّسِّرْ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ. O the reprobate, stand up and warn. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Magnify your Lord. Say Allahu Akbar. Not only say in uttering, also in your actions. Show to the greatness due to Allah. كَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. Islam teaches us the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Tawheed. Second item in the fundamentals of Islam is Risalat. He has sent prophets throughout the ages. He has sent Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam. All the prophets are one family. The Quran teaches us to respect, show respect to all the prophets because all of them carry the same message. It teaches us that you say salam upon their beings. قُلْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Again, another verse. قُلْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Say الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Both verses are similar. The last verse of Surah Bani Israel, قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. Similar is this verse. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Surah Saffat. سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ Surah Naml Ankabut. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ Surah Ankabut. Say Alhamdulillah. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Again, here, سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. The first verse was, قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Say Alhamdulillah. الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. That being Allah, He has not taken a son. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. He has no partner in His kingdom. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِّنَ الذُّلِّ. He does not need any assistance whatsoever, even in the minutest form. Absolutely self-sufficient is your Lord. And here, that was Tawheed. Here it is Risalat. قل الحمد لله say alhamdulillah wa salamun ala ibadil ladzina istafa, peace be upon those servants of his whom they have selected, the prophets. Here is the order. The execution is, we say alayhi salam upon every prophet. The moment the name is mentioned, Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam. We don't know the order, but we execute it. Every Muslim throughout the whole world, Panwala, Bidiwala, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, you say Dawood, he says alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam. How the Muslims throughout the world show respect to the prophets and the admiration for the prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَسَلَامُنَا عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. All prophets spoke the truth. The prophets have been raised to highest degree of admiration by the Qur'an, by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The famous verse in Surah Yasin, وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. It is in your memory. Many of you have memorized Surah Yasin. The trumpet shall be blown. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. Then they will rush towards their Lord from the graves. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Who has raised us from these places, from our graves? It will be said. It is not mentioned. Who will say that? Will the angels say it? Will Allah say it? It will be said to them. What? هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ. This is what the Most Merciful promised. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. All prophets spoke the truth. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. All prophets spoke the truth. All prophets gave this information. O mankind, you have to go before your Lord. You have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This information has been given by all prophets. How beautifully Islam teaches us the line of prophets, our respect towards them, say salam upon them. But the teaching is completed in Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have to believe in Moses, Musa alaihi salam, and Torah. You have to believe in Isa and Injil. But we have been taught these divine books have not existed in their proper form. Allah has not taken the responsibility upon Himself to protect it. It is His hikmah. In the case of Quran, He has beautifully stated in the Holy Quran, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. I have given this Quran, this zikr. I am the protector of this. 1400 years have passed. The Quran has not been distorted even the least. It has remained undistorted. How much importance the Muslims give throughout the whole world. Hundreds and thousands and lakhs, millions of young boys memorize the Holy Quran throughout the whole world. Even now, 1400 years after the Prophet vanished, after the Prophet left this world. So Islam teaches us faith, faith in Allah, faith in the Prophets, faith in the Malaika, faith in the angels. The fundamentals are very simple. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who believe in ghaib. The items of ghaib, major items are seven. These are taught to the children in their very tender ages. آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. They are the fundamentals. Regarding them, the statement of the Quran is in the very beginning. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who disbelieve, they want to prove Akhirah by scientific means. Naturally it proves futile. This verse of Quran says in the very beginning, angels, Allah, divine books, prophets, last day, these you cannot verify. These are not subject to verification by science and technology. You have to believe in it. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. As it has been given to the Prophet. Our Prophet stated the facts. Sahabi radiallahu anhu ajma'in, the companions believed in it. Whenever any suspicion arose in their mind, any disturbance arose in their mind, they approached the Prophet. Ya Rasulullah, how can it be? And the verse, Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard, was revealed to our Prophet. For Allah belongs to everything that is in the worlds, in the heavens and the earth. Next, wa in tubudu ma fi anfusikum aw tukhfuhu yuhasibkum bihi Allah. Whatever is in your heart, whether you express them by mouth or you conceal them, you will be taken into account. You will have to give hisab. This made the sahabis unrestful. They approached the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, how can this be? How can you be taken into account for what is in our minds? We are not responsible. Many of us thoughts arise in our minds. Our Prophet said, the verse has been revealed to me like that. He didn't want to give any explanation on his own. It has been given to me like that. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوا يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Whether you have this in your mind or you express it by your mouth, you will be taken into account. You will have to give account for that. The complaint, the point the Sahabis raised was, Ya Rasulallah, how it is if you have to give account for what is in our mind, how can you stand? The Prophet said, that is so. It has been revealed to me like this. He didn't give any explanation on his own. Then the verse, next verse was given. آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The commentators of the Quran say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a big certificate to the Prophet and the companions. The companions have been put together with the Prophet. آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ. The Prophet has believed correctly. آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ. Whatever has been sent to him. آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And the believers. So the believers and the Prophet have been put in the same class. It's a great honor for the believers. Kullun, each of them, amana billahi, Allah, wa malaikati, angels, wa kutubihi, divine books, wa rusulihi, his prophets, la nufarruqu bayna ahadin min rusulihi. So this point, believe as the Prophet's companions believed, is repeated in many places. In Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. When it is said to them, believe as the people have believed. Who are the people? The commentators of the Quran say they are the Sahabi, companions of the Prophet. Believe as they have believed. When it is said to them, believe as they have believed, they say, who are the they? Here the reference is to the munafiqun, hypocrites. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats the Muslims by referring to the hypocrites. So Muslims, we should not behave like the munafiqs. قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. They say, shall we believe like the fools? Allah says, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَا. No, they are the fools. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْهُرُونَ. But they don't understand. So our faith must be according to the Prophet's and his companions' ideals, how they believe. The Prophet said, they believe. We question, we doubt, many of the doubts in our mind. The whole Quran teaches us not to doubt. These are from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in many places, in wonderful language. He addresses all mankind. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind. Why does Allah say, O mankind? It is actually, O the believers, take lesson. Ya ayyuhan nas, in kuntum fi raibin min al-ba'ath. If you are in doubt regarding resurrection, فَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَةٍ. He refers to our creation. If you are in doubt about my creating you from the graves again, why does Allah talk about this? Why does He talk about the munafiqun? Why does He talk about the kuffar? The lesson is for the Muslims. Oh my dear Muslims, you should not have doubts. You should believe firmly. You should follow the path of the Prophet, follow the path of the companions of the Prophet. Then the Quran abounds in examples. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا. This is the first line of the 19th part of Quran, Jews 19. Those who do not desire a meeting with me, say, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. Those who do not desire a meeting with me. Beautiful way of talking. Actually, those who do not believe in me. They should have believed, they should have desired to meet me. I am their creator, I am their existence giver. But they don't desire to meet me. They say, لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا. Why don't the angels come before us? How ugly. Awnara Rabbana, why don't you see Allah? This is a common thing. We face a common of these disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدِسْ تَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنْتُسِهِمْ وَعَطَوْا طُوًا كَبِيرًا. It is all their haughtiness, their kibr. They think themselves to be too big. Answer is simple. The lesson is repeated. Today in the world they are behaving like this. A day is coming when they will repent. وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about their repentance. That day when the disbelievers will bite their hands, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ, he will say, يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. Oh, upon me, had I followed the Prophet. يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. Oh, what have I done? If I would have followed the Prophet totally. وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. Next, يَا وَيْلَتَا, oh upon me, لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. If I have not taken such and such as a friend. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَانِ. He misguided me. I was about to follow the path of the Prophet. But that friend of mine, that close friend of mine, he misguided me. Beautiful way of expressing. Ya wailata laitani lam attakhiz fulanan. Fulanan is a very simple word. That means something, somebody, some ism. It can refer to a person, a man. It can refer to a media. It can refer to the TV. How the society is misguiding us. Ya wailata, oh unto me, had I followed the Prophet. Oh, the mistake has been made. My mistake was I took such and such to be a dear friend. He misguided me. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ. He misguided me from the path of the Prophet, from the path of the Quran, to disbelief. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَانِ. I was about to follow the path of the Prophet. But that person, that system, that ism, the media, the TV, Western civilization, all fall in the category of fulan. Such and such, such and such. Had I not followed such and such, had I not been a good friend of such and such, he misguided me. That friend of mine misguided me. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَانِ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَزُولًا. So the Quran repeats its lessons again and again. Why? To guide the believers. To guide the believers towards more perfect faith, more perfect yaqeen. The whole Quran has been described by a scholar of Islam as a spiritual hospital. He used to say, the Quran is not a book of science. The Quran is not a book of history. The Quran is not a book of philosophy. It is a spiritual hospital. Here spiritual treatment is given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives spiritual treatment through the Quran and this verses. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I send down this Quran, what is a shifa, healer, a rahma, and a rahmat. But the Quran is very much neglected. Our Prophet's very important saying was, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it. Very famous saying of our Prophet. The saying, Alhamdulillah, is very much there. But the amal upon it is very little. Learning the Quran is very much discouraged. Throughout the Muslim world, Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, wherever you go, if you send your son to Hifzkhana, all friends will come, relatives will come. What have you done? What will this child do? How will he eat? Aapne uska dimag kharab karaye. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, the famous scholar of Islam, he used to refer to the sayings of many intelligentsia. What is the use of reading the Quran without understanding? He said, the Prophet himself has said, if you read this without understanding, this will bring virtue for you for every harf. The Prophet saying is, La akulu alif lam mim harfun. The famous saying of the Prophet in which he elaborates, I don't say alif lam mim is a harf, but alif is a harf, lam is a harf, mim is a harf. So keep aside the saying of the Prophet. You don't believe in that. I will talk to you in terms of logic. You say, there is no use reading the Quran without understanding. Okay. Your question keeps inside an information. You say, what is the use of reading the Quran without understanding? That means you agree that reading the Quran by understanding it is useful. Do you understand it? Usually it will be found the fellow who says that does not even know to read the Quran. But he says in big words, what is the use of? Then he comes, I show you another logic. What is the use of reading the Quran without understanding? I will not go to the saying of the Prophet that every heart brings one neki, one virtue. That is a famous saying and the Muslims believe upon it, they work upon it. I will talk to you in logic. He says, you are going to fight against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They desire to extinguish the nur of Allah by their mouth. Famous verse of the Holy Quran. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah will make His nur complete, though it makes the disbelievers unhappy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. I will protect the Quran. And throughout the Muslim world, hundreds and thousands and lakhs and millions of young boys memorize the Quran. At what age is the Quran most memorized? The age group of 5, 6, 7, 8 is the most important age group. Quran is most important and easily memorized at that age. You try it, you will not be able to memorize the Quran. Give it to a child, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. He says, the children memorize the Quran when they do not understand many of the worldly things. This is a mojaz of the Quran. So they memorize best when they don't understand it. And you say, what is the use of understanding, reading the Quran without understanding? All students of Hifz Khana, they recite the Quran with understanding or without understanding. So your idea is actually, you do not know it. You are trying to extinguish the nur of Allah. As Allah says, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Be careful, your face will burn because you are trying to extinguish the nur of Allah by saying what is the use of reading the Quran. The Hibs activity is best carried out by children when they don't understand worldly matters. Hibs is best done when the little boys don't understand anything. You test it, you ask the ulama of the whole world. So he says, you are in fight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your face will burn. You will not be able to extinguish the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His nur will be enlightened more brightly. So these attempts by scholars, I have unfortunately seen even in mosques, so-called Islamic thinkers, modern Islamists, they proclaim, what is the use of reciting the Quran? What does the imam do? You have an imam who is an alim. But if there is an imam who doesn't understand anything, can only recite correctly the Quran, will not our salat be valid? What is the rule for salat? Correct recitation. But if I bring to an alim of very much repute, he is a very great alim, he understands the Quran, and then I put him in the musalla, in the imam's position, he recites the Quran incorrectly. Alhamdu. Will you accept him? You say he doesn't recite it correctly, what is the use of making him imam? So for imam, what is the most important necessity? Reciting the Quran correctly or understanding it, reciting incorrectly? Which is the qualification? Of course, if two persons are there, and one is one who can recite the Quran very well and doesn't understand it, another one who recites the Quran as good as this first one, but also understands it, then imamati will go for the second person. If an alim is present, he is also a good qari, then his case is more superior. Otherwise, throughout the whole world, hundreds and thousands and lakhs of Muslims are saying their prayers behind an imam who doesn't understand. What is the foremost important requirement? Recitation must be perfect. Tilawat. So this is a great virtue. وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا. The Quran says, when the Quran is recited, listen to it carefully. Be quiet. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. You will have mercy of Allah bestowed upon you. The way to get mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to study the Quran, is to recite the Quran. But what is the position now? Not only in America, in Bangladesh, in Pakistan, in India, you will find very few young boys recite the Quran correctly. There was another famous person in India, Maulana Abrar Ulhaq Sahib. He used to speak in Urdu. Makan bariya, dukan bariya, naan bariya, paan bariya. You want your house to be best. You want your business to be best. You also want your paan to be best. Paan bariya, best. Naan, naan roti, you also do it. So you want all these things to be of class A, A plus, A plus, A plus. Makan bariya, A plus. Dukan bariya, shop A plus. Paan bariya, paan A plus. Naan bariya, roti A plus. Quran, ghatiya. The Quran is a very poor form. Your recitation is a very poor order. Don't care. Your recitation should have been far better. Students from most of the houses are sent alone. A teacher teaches them at house. I approached a famous alim of Bangladesh when my child was 5 years old. I told him, give me a huzur, he'll teach in the house. The alim said, no, I will not give you a huzur. Studying with a huzur never enables a boy to study the Quran perfectly. He never attains that degree of confidence to lead prayers in a mosque. I said, what shall I do then? He said, send him to a madrasa. He must go in a proper environment. He made me establish the first madrasa in Bangladesh University of Engineering Technology. Then he said, you English educated people, look at his saying, you English educated people, because I am an English educated people. I am not a Maulana. I am not a scholar of Islam. I am a simple BSc engineering electrical graduate. I was an electrical engineer. But I remained with the ulama. I remained as their servant. Alhamdulillah, a great alim of Bangladesh entrusted upon me the responsibility. Hamidur Rahman, you have been with us for a long time. I hereby give you the responsibility of talking to people. What you learn from us. I have come to talk to you what I learned from the ulama. I am a servant of the ulama. So this alim of Bangladesh told me, you English educated people realize very well when it comes to matters of English, mathematics, arithmetic. Why do you send them to good schools? Why do you send them to good schools? Why don't you say at that time, give me a teacher in English, give me a teacher in Bengali, give me a teacher in mathematics, they will all teach in the house. Does anybody does it? Or they send it to a school? What is the difference? Difference is in the environment. My son must get a good environment. We never think about this when it comes to teaching of Quran and Islamic literature. We say, give me a huzur, give me a huzur. This boy never attains solid foundation. He is never confident. Those who take a huzur to their houses, either in America or in Bangladesh or Pakistan, ask them, can you send your son tomorrow morning to lead the prayers in the mosque? How many will be able to do it? So the Quran is very much neglected. May Allah give us tawfiq to give our attention to the Quran. The Quran itself complains, Afa bihadha al-hadith antum mudhinun. You are so careless about this message. Surah Waqia. Atya jaluna rizqakum annakum tukazibun. You have made it your rizq, your sustenance, to ascribe falsehood upon it. Ya Rabbi inna qawmi ittakhazu hadha al-Quran mahjura. The Quran says, the Prophet will lodge a complaint with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my Lord, Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi ittakhazu hadha al-Quran mahjura. My nation, my qawm has taken this Quran as something neglected. The verses particularly refer to the kuffar of Makkah. But the ulama-i karam say, this verse also refers to the attitude of the Muslims in general. They give importance to all higher education. No importance to the teaching of the Quran. They never care how much sweetly, how much correctly my son can recite the Quran. He is not given any importance. Degrees from higher universities are very much cared for. But the performance of the Quran is very, very poor. So, the main point is the saying of the Prophet, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَا. The best amongst you is one who learns the Quran and teaches it. The Quran has to be learnt and taught properly. Its message has to be made to reach the people. There's a job. When our Prophet was mentioned in the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam 2500 years ago before the Prophet's arrival, ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 2500 years before our Prophet arrived. Our Prophet arrived in this world 1400 years from today back. And 2500 years before that, Ibrahim alayhi salam was there in the world, in the earth. He prayed, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ وَاللَّهَ send from my future generation a prophet. What will he do? يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ He will recite your verses. Number one. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ He will teach the book. Means meaning of the Quran. وَالْحِكْمَةِ He will teach wisdom. وَيُزَكِّهِمْ He will purify them. Four of the activities of the prophet. And the prophet is asked to declare to the whole world in the Quran. Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ, again that قُلْ, you say, you declare, قُلْ, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي, this is my path, this is my walk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking our Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to declare to the whole world, قُلْ, you say, you declare, you proclaim, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي, this is my path, أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, I invite to us Allah. Ala basira, upon firm conviction. Ana wa manittabani. I do it and whoever follows it, does it. This verse gives a responsibility upon every believer, every woman, be he a male or a female. Everyone has this duty. Ana, I myself do it, wa manittabani, whoever follows me. Whoever follows Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a duty upon him to invite us Allah. In our speeches, in our actions, we have to invite others towards the path of Allah. Allah has to be reminded, remind each other. Therefore the Quran says, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ Instincts enjoin goodness and talk about the evils. They ask others not to do bad things. That is a great activity. So I have come from Makkah Mukarrama for the basic duty. As I said in the beginning of the khutbah, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَاتًا فَوَلْ مُؤْمِنِينَ You remind, reminding will certainly benefit the believers. Next, وَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدٍ Remind with the Quran. Remind with the Quran. Remind the Muslims. I have come here to remind myself and also you. This is the job we have to do. Reminding each other of our duty, of our being present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection. He will ask us, how have you spent life? What work have you done for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Quran says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kunu ansar Allah. O believers, be the helpers of Allah. How to be the helpers of Allah? The learned scholars of Islam say, by working with the righteous ulama. They are the successors of the prophets. Our prophet has termed ulama-i-deen as successors of the prophets. He has not said, the ulama are successors of myself, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, they are successors of the prophets. Successors of the prophets. He has also said, there will be no prophet after me till the day of resurrection. So his teachings have to go on till the day of resurrection. Who are doing this one? The ulama. We have to work with the righteous ulama, those who are good deeds, perform good deeds, follow the sunnah correctly. This is a very important activity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the honor of being Muslims, but now we have to proceed forward, because the Quran constantly asks, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatih. Fear Allah as He should be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Die not. Let it not happen so that you die. Die not. إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Before you are a full Muslim. What is the meaning of full Muslim? Whoever utters La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is a Muslim. But here the word Muslim has different meaning. It means submitting oneself fully to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Entering into Islam in its fullest magnitude. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ So the verses of the Quran remind us again and again to follow the Prophet more closely, more correctly. It's a great deed, we have to do it. Another saying of the Prophet I discuss and then we make a prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Bada al-Islamu ghariba, a famous saying of the Prophet. Islam started as a stranger. Islam started its journey in the world as a stranger. Bada al-Islamu ghariba. Fasayaudu kama bada. Soon it will become a stranger again. Nobody will give due attention to Islam. Fatuba lil-ghuraba. The third one part of the hadith is good news for the strangers. Then the Prophet himself elaborates. Who are these third group? هُمُ الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ. They are the people who set right whatever the people have distorted of my hadith, of my sunnah. People have distorted this. People have forgotten this. These strangers, these people, هُمُ الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ, they set right. Who are they? They are the ulama-i-kiram, the scholars of Islam in different areas, who has learned Islam in fullest form and has sacrificed their lives. We have to be with them. We have to do work for Islam. Alhamdulillah, I am very happy. I have come to this country nearly 17 days ago. We have been to many states. We will go to more states in future. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me to see the condition of the Muslims. It is very encouraging. But we have to do more. We have to sacrifice more. Our wealth, our lives, our time, our energy should be spent for the spread of Islamic education, for the spread of Rasul Sunnah, for the spread of correct Islam. It has to be sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran says, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. This is a saying which has come to us via Ibrahim alayhi salam. Qul, say, it refers to our Prophet also. We say, Inna salati, inna hayati wa salati wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. My life, my salat, my sacrifice are all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to work for Islam. We have to follow Islam fully in our own personal lives and also work for the society so that Islamic education spreads, sunnah of the Prophet spreads correctly. May Allah give us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Let's make a short prayer.